Well, today we celebrate the octave day, or the eighth day of Easter Sunday, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday, or the Feast of Divine Mercy. And this is a particularly apt, to celebrate today the mystery of God's mercy, because the theme of Divine Mercy does fit in well with the Mass readings, especially the Gospel passage we heard from John chapter 20, narrating Jesus' two appearances to his apostles. On the first occasion, it was on Easter Sunday, but the apostle Thomas was not with them. And then the following Sunday, Jesus appeared once again to them, but this time with Thomas there. So on this occasion, we had heard the doubting Thomas, come to faith and become the believing Thomas. And we are in some ways benefited by that, his slowness to believe, so as to strengthen our faith, in the risen Lord Jesus. He placed his finger in the nail marks in Jesus' hands, placed his hand into the open side of Jesus as well, and exclaimed, "In faith, my Lord and my God," words that we perhaps still use today in our prayers, especially at the consecration at Holy Mass when Jesus is elevated. It's a beautiful custom to pray those prayers, "My Lord and my God." The attitude of Jesus toward his apostles when he appeared to them was always one of great mercy, and gentleness, pardon, so patient, with them. Not only was Jesus merciful to them, but he would charge them with a mission of mercy, which would be at the heart of the gospel message they would proclaim to the ends of the earth, to preach, the forgiveness obtainable, the mercy that could be received through belief in Christ, the Savior of the world. And on top of that, too, they were given authority to forgive sins in the name of Christ, as we heard. "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained." There couldn't be a more clear reference to the sacrament of confession, reconciliation, penance given by Christ to his church for all time, in which, through the lowly instrument of the priest, Jesus continues to work his greatest miracles, that of healing souls from sin. Even the greatest of sinners, can benefit and do benefit from this beautiful sacrament of God's mercy, making them pure, clean, holy in God's sight, a sacrament that should be so very dear to each and every one of us, and which we should share with others, to partake. It's just a much-needed sacrament, for we all need God's mercy. Moving on to the second reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, we learn that it was through God's mercy that we have all been called to share in the new life in Christ, risen and glorious. St. Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And in today's responsorial psalm, from Psalm 118, we heard the psalmist invite all of us to praise the God of mercy when he says, "Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever." This is a theme that's repeated throughout the entire Old Testament, a discovery and a recognition and praise of God's mercy towards his people. And this would only be perfected, of course, in the New Testament in Christ, who reveals fully and definitively the mercy of God to us poor sinners. In fact, Jesus is mercy incarnate, divine mercy, in person, in the flesh. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states as much, that the mercy of God is at the heart of the gospel, and it says, the gospel is the revelation in Jesus Christ of God's mercy to sinners. And then Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has this to say, mercy is the central nucleus of the gospel message. Therefore, he says, divine mercy is not a secondary devotion, but an integral dimension of Christian faith and prayer. As you all know, today's Feast of Divine Mercy is relatively recent in origin. You know, it goes back to, I believe it was the year 2000, when Pope St. John Paul II canonized St. Faustina, to be the first saint of the new millennium. On the same occasion, that was Divine Mercy Sunday. In fact, back then in the year 2000, he also proclaimed officially, that Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, to be Divine Mercy Sunday, in full accordance with Jesus' desire expressed to St. Faustina, who was the recipient of the Divine Mercy messages back in the 1930s in Poland. And this, of course, is recorded in her diary. And besides the Feast of Mercy, Jesus also gave to the church and to the world other means to grow in devotion to his mercy. So the other means are, one can remember these various means or instruments of devotion to divine mercy in this new form revealed by Jesus with the acronym FINCH. This is something that the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception have come up with, and it's something that can help us too to summarize, what are the basic means by which we can grow in our devotion to the Divine Mercy. FINCH, those letters, F for Feast of Divine Mercy, I, the image of Divine Mercy, N, the novena to the Divine Mercy, C, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy, and H, the hour of mercy. So just let's go through those briefly and see what our Lord Jesus has to say about these tools he has given to us. F, Feast of Divine Mercy. Jesus says, on that day, Divine Mercy Sunday, the very depths of my tender mercy are opened. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. Confession. On that day, all the divine floodgates through which graces flow are opened. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. Some have referred to this special grace to be received on this day as the clean slate grace, or something of a second baptism. And it's very, shall we say, easily obtainable, this special grace. Our Lord says, going to confession before Divine Mercy or on Divine Mercy Sunday, plus receiving Holy Communion. These are the conditions. Of course, our Lord would have us honor his mercy in some particular way on this day as well. But, these conditions are very simple, to obtain a very great grace, and hopefully we will all do so today. A clean slate, completely purified, as it were, even from punishment due to our forgiven sins, a second baptism of sorts. So F, Feast of Divine Mercy. I, image of Divine Mercy, Jesus says, I'm offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces. That vessel is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. By means of this image, I shall be granting many graces to souls. Just by venerating the image of Divine Mercy, can assure a person of great graces, and here too, it's something so very simple and accessible to all souls. And the image itself, whichever version it is, is something through which our Lord you know, can greatly bless us. And the signature, Jesus, I trust in you, summarizes the divine mercy message in a few words, the desire of our Lord to have us place complete trust in his mercy. And novena, Jesus says regarding this, by this novena, I will grant every possible grace to souls. You know, basically, this novena is a way in which we can prepare for Divine Mercy Sunday, the 9 days leading up to today, you know, with the prayers that are prayed on each day. And they're very beautiful prayers, as you perhaps know very well, and maybe prayed them during these past several days. But we can pray them at any time, too, not just during these 9 days leading up to Divine Mercy, because they're so beautiful and very powerful and pleasing to our Lord, especially because they are prayers for other people. They are prayers for practically every group, you know, of individuals who are in need of prayers. And that helps us to stay focused on others' needs and not just our own, which is always a good thing. C, Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. Our Lord speaks about this on many occasions, but just two quotes from the diary will suffice for today. He says, say unceasingly the chaplet that I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. And just praying one time, you know, receive great graces from our Lord. And he says further, the souls that say this chaplet will be embraced by my mercy during their lifetime, and especially at the hour of their death. And it's a custom, of course. So many people by now have made it a part of their daily spiritual, a prayer schedule, as it were, to never miss out on praying the chaplet of Divine Mercy, perhaps during the 3 o'clock hour. But here too, the chaplet can be prayed at any time of the day, and maybe even several times a day. H, hour of great mercy, the 3 o'clock hour, when Christ died for us on the cross. Jesus says, this is the hour of great mercy for the whole world. I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion. You know, Jesus, he promises to grant special graces, you know, to those souls we pray for during this hour of mercy. And he specifically asks for the prayers for the conversion of sinners, for the needs of poor sinners. So we can do that, you know, by pausing briefly during the 3 o'clock hour and pray a prayer for the needs of sinners, especially those we know in particular. And we can pray the prayer that Jesus also reveals, O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Perhaps praying it three times. In any case, you know, we should especially pray for our loved ones and relatives, friends, people we know who are in need of God's mercy. And our Lord promises us to give them the graces they need to be saved. So we should take our Lord at his word and take full advantage of, you know, these graces he wants to give to sinners to save them, you know, through our humble prayers. So these are the basic means, you know, by which we can grow in our devotion to the Divine Mercy and to incorporate in our prayer life. So the Feast of Divine Mercy, the Image of Divine Mercy, the Novena, the Chaplet, and the Hour, you know, Finch. And the way to summarize the message, how to actually live it, you know, this can be summarized also by the ABC formula, ABCs of Divine Mercy. Very simply, A, ask for mercy. B, be merciful. C, complete confidence, trust in God's mercy. So ABC, we ask for God's mercy for ourselves and for others. And again, the prayers that we just heard and devotions are our means to do that, to ask for God's mercy. B, be merciful. Jesus says we have to not only ask for mercy, but be merciful. Goes to the back to the gospel. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So we have to practice mercy in order to obtain it for ourselves and others. At least, you know, in the various ways, you know, by deeds or works of mercy, the corporal works, spiritual works of mercy, words of mercy, you know, speaking mercifully, or messages of mercy to others, and finally, and at least by prayers, praying for others, you know, that's an act of mercy, and we can all at least do that, and we should. So the ABCs of mercy. You know, the Divine Mercy message is, as our Lord says, it's the last hope of mankind, you know, to obtain God's graces, you know, salvation, his mercy, in short. And as you know, today's world is so far from God and so deeply immersed in sin. You know, but thankfully, as St. Paul reminds us, where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. God's mercy abounds all the more. So we pray for, you know, this for a tidal wave of sorts, you know, of God's mercy to come upon and flood the face of the earth. And there's really nothing more needed today than God's mercy, the divine mercy. And our Lord wants us to be instruments of that mercy, and we can, and he expects us to, you know, to be docile instruments, you know, and to begin being vessels of mercy, you know, to those he has placed in our lives, beginning at home and with our neighbors. So peace, you know, it will only come through Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. It will come only from his merciful heart. And let us conclude with Jesus' words from the diary regarding peace. Tell aching mankind to snuggle close to my merciful heart, and I will fill it with peace. Whoever places his trust in my mercy will be filled with my divine peace at the hour of death. And finally, mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Jesus.